Great.
Good to be back at it.
Great to be back out in the grass with our players, yeah. Players and coaches going at it, so, yeah.
Initial thoughts on some of the rookies, first of all?
I would say that they've done a good job coming in here, working hard, you know, kind of finding their way. I think there's some great examples of how we do things, you know, from the veterans that now that we're integrating them, that they can learn some of those lessons from some of the veteran players. You know, want to make sure they learn what the Raider way looks like, and so they can come out here and we can have good, healthy competition, but take care of each other and you know, understand that, you know, we're preparing for a season. And so just, you know, do smart things like stay with the quarterback, keep people up off the ground, things like that. I'm sure you heard me harping on that some today. So that's part of what we do. But no, I think everybody we've added is, you know, we've been able to add some guys, whether they're veteran free agents or the draft class or the undrafteds. I think we've added good people. You know, it's really a pretty good locker room down there, and I think the guys respect and appreciate each other.
How fun is it for you after all these months and all the draftings and signings to finally get everybody out here?
Yeah, I mean, now it's just one step closer to, you know, to real football. It's tough. I have to tell you, it's tough. The last couple of weeks, the phase two part where, you know, you get to have meetings and you get to come out and coach, but you can't ever line up anybody across from you. It's pretty hard to play defense without being able to do that. So, the offense can run plays on air, but even they can't adjust to what the defense is causing them to adjust to. So it's kind of an awkward time. But I love this part of it where we actually, you know, can practice, you know, real football and spend time developing our guys and our players and our plays and all the things we want to be good at.
Is it nice to see Watson back out there, such a long road back from an injury like he had?
Yeah, of course. You know, guys that are able to return, you know, in his case, he was a guy that was really having a great camp and it's kind of a freaky injury. So great to get him back. I know he's excited to be back.
Hey, Jack, there's so many great things happening right now in Bay Area sports. You've got the Sharks that are doing great.
Yeah.
Warriors.
Sharks won a big one the other night.
You know, the Giants are doing well. Now, is it time for you guys to step up into that level
what's wrong with that? I'm good with that. I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Tell me about how you're viewing that and where you guys fit in now in this incredible period of Bay Area sports.
Well, first of all, you have to take your hat off to the Warriors and what a tremendous season, you know, they have had to this point. And obviously, regular season record, reigning NBA champs, two-time MVP with Curry. It's awesome. So, you know, yeah, we feel the excitement, and we're part of it, you know, because we're proud of them. The Sharks doing well. Heck, I was at a game last week, and, you know, they're playing really, really well right now. And so to feel that excitement, to be a part of it. Yeah, I think it's awesome. So yeah, we're one of the pro teams here. You know, we certainly take pride in representing this area, and the fans that are here are awesome. And so, you know, we want to do our part and play great football. And we talked about when I got here last year in the opening press conference, talked about return to greatness. And that was the goal. And so. Obviously, what they're doing right now is great. We want to be a part of that, and so yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, I think it's awesome. It's awesome when it's going good in an area like it is here in this area, and we want to be a part of that.
Does that inspire you and the team?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think it's inspiring, you know, for sure. And like I said, I take great pride in having been from this area, and you know. Even when it wasn't good, you know, Warriors had some lean years, whatever. Different sports teams have lean years. If you're a true fan, you're still there. But there's nothing like it when you get it going, and we're all enjoying it. And that's what's happening right now with the Warriors and the Sharks, and we'd love to join that.
Jack,
Can you feel more confidence out in the field now than a year ago, say? Can you feel it in the players?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no question. We're gaining in confidence because of the work we're putting in. I think that's where it starts. I mean, there's a lot of things that are said. This time of year, talk is cheap. I don't really spend a whole lot of time worrying about what is said, but I do pay a lot of attention to what is being done and the work that's being put in and the commitment level. And to me, that's where my focus is. That's where I want our focus to be on how we're driving each other, how we're committed in being here and doing the things we can do and focusing on all of that is where it's really at. That allows you to have a chance in the fall to do your thing. So,
do you find that you have to in any way rein in the feeling of being paper champions?
No, I think that's a nice catchphrase for somebody to write about, but that's not real. For us, we're about the work we're putting in. It's real work. There's real sweat being put in, real effort and energy being put forth, a real commitment, and so that's where our focus is, not on words.
Feel a lot different for you in year two, being able to hit the ground running with your staff as opposed to the meet and greets that you had to do last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and obviously year two, there's a core of leaders that understand how we do things, what we're looking for. There's a staff that's returning intact that understands, how we want to do things. And so, I think with that, that puts us significantly ahead of where we were last year at this time.
What did you see in moving McGill from the corner to the safety? Why did you make that move? What did you see in McGill?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to, give him an opportunity to do what he may be best at. He played both in college, and we just really felt like it was going to be hard for him at corner, that he has his best opportunity to contribute on special teams and as a safety. And we like his length. We like a lot of things about him, and it's just a matter of how far we can bring him in terms of developing him, and that's largely up to him, but we're going to give him every opportunity, knowing that he can do some things at corner, but we feel like, his long-term future, it would be best served for him to be a safety.
What is he best at? You mentioned what he's best at. What is he best at?
I would say he's got, great range, the ability to track the ball. I think, there's some things that are not going to be quite as natural, but we'll work hard at that, going forward. But I think he's comfortable back there. In his mind, he likes this opportunity. He can speak for himself, but talking with him, he was kind of excited about getting this opportunity.
Sean Smith looks massive out there with the corners. Maybe like about a head taller than everybody else, too. But physically wise, do you want him to lose some weight, or are you good with where he's at?
No, Sean's doing a great job, working hard. He's a big man, and we knew that when we signed him. Yeah, and we like his size, we like his competitiveness, and he's going to be a terrific addition for our football team.
Leadership-wise, what have you seen from him so far?
Good things, because the first thing you have to do is be here doing the right things yourself. And I think he's been here doing all of the right things, spending time with the younger players at his position, coming in here, being a great teammate. I mean, it's really been very positive. The guys that we've added, like Sean, like Reggie, like KO, these guys have come in, they've been really embraced right away by their teammates, and that's a great sign for us.
I know you don't want to talk about injuries, but is it safe to say that Mario's been brought along slowly? Is that a fair assessment of where Mario is?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't say much about injuries. How that goes.
That's why I'm trying to
I would just say that the guys that aren't working right now are doing everything they can to get back, to be back, to be a part of this. And they're all chomping at the bit. They all want to go. And there's a process that basically has to take place for each of them to return. And they're all different. And because I don't spend time going through any one, I'm not going to make Mario an exception. I would just say they're all here, they're all working hard, eager to return. And I think we feel good about you know, being able to have all those guys join us at some point here, and hopefully not too far away.
But do you guys err on the side of caution, especially at this point right now?
I wouldn't say we err on anything. I think we're doing what we need to do and being smart and just taking care of business, you know, with each player. What they can do, we're doing, and what they can't, they're not. And it's really pretty simple, cut and dry. But everybody's here. Everybody's eager. Everybody wants to go. And the guys that can will go. And the guys that can't will keep working with Joe and the trainers until they're ready to be, you know, let loose with us.
Jack, is there as much internal competition this year as there was last year? It seems like a lot of the roster spots might be a little more solidified than they were last year.
I don't know that I would look at it that way. I think, first of all, you know, when you have 90 men that are on the team at this point, if we don't think they have a chance to be here, they're not going to have a chance to be part of the 53. They're not going to be here for long. So we try to make it as competitive as possible. Now, you know, certainly, you know, I think you can pencil in Khalil Mack. You know, a couple of these guys are going to be here, right? I mean, so yeah, there are a number of guys, you know, clearly are going to be here. But, you know, there are a number of positions that are in play, whether it be starting roles or maybe less starting roles, backup role, special teams role. How can you help us on Sunday win games? You know, how can we get you activated? You know, of the 53, who's going to have to be inactive? Those thoughts are part of what we're doing now. We're going to try and build the flexibility and the role on special teams, and it's all part of it. So I would say there's still a lot to be settled. We expect it to be a real competitive camp, and we'll sort out through a lot of work and sacrifice. We'll sort out who those best 53 are.
Last question, Vic.
Tiptoeing back to the group injury response, is Reggie Nelson one of those guys? He's one of the guys who wants to go but can't quite go yet? Or where is Reggie at?
Yeah, I would say they all want to go. Anybody that you didn't see out there in full uniform participating okay. would be in that category of wants to go, but we're doing what we need to do with them.